growing rift within the America First movement that really came to a head over the holidays. Ben Shapiro spoke out against many who have been platforming and amplifying Nick Fuentes, who we've asked you about before, somebody who has praised Hitler, downplayed the Holocaust, used racist tropes against Second Lady Usha Vance, said black people should, for the most part, be in prison and women want to be raped. Now, we all agree he has a First Amendment right to say those things. We all do. But I want to know, do you believe he has a place in the America First movement?
Well, number one, I protect free speech, even speech that I disagree with, and I disagree with those things. So that's easy for me to say. But I think free speech is important, and I'm completely against censorship. So Nick Fuentes is simply an American no different than any other American.
But should he be invited into the Republican platform? Because people like Tucker Carlson are mainstreaming him. They're interviewing them without pushing back on some of these issues.
Right. I think the narrative of him being promoted within the Republican Party is simply a narrative I only see in the media. I think anyone interviewing another person, I don't see a problem with that, because then it allows other Americans to hear their voice and make their own decisions.
Do you think Nick Fuentes?
I don't know Nick Fuentes.
Do you think Republican politicians should try to get his support?
I spoke at an event of his because it was all young people, and I said, I want to talk to these young people. I don't have his phone number. He doesn't have mine. I never talk to him. I never watch his podcast. I don't follow him on social
media.
But
do you think Republican politicians should try to get his support and the support of his so-called Groyper movement?
You have 10 seconds.
I think Republicans need to focus on domestic issues and helping the American people and shouldn't worry about one particular voice. I think they need to center directly on what is helping that young generation, but I don't think they need his approval.